This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Most people take sabr in the meaning, in one of its three meanings. There's three meanings of sabr, although two are more popular in terms of practice, but most people only know what one meaning is. So for example, if I was to ask, what do you understand by the word sabr? Somebody tell me what sabr is. Patience for what?
A hard time.
Exactly. Difficulty, hard time, calamity, somebody, troubles, you know. Does anybody know any other meaning of sabr? We do more sabr in the other two senses every day than we do this one, because you don't have calamities every day, do you? So the other two are much more prevalent, and yet most of us don't know about them. That's why when we ask for sabr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking for a calamity on which we can then have well-being. It's kind of really weird. That's why some of the ulama mention that if you don't have a problem, don't ask Allah for sabr on it. And a story that happened in front of me was that we went for Hajj, and one of us did a long dua in Arafah, this very long dua about sabr. And on Mount Arafah, you know, like by Mount Arafah, that's the time in duas I accepted. And he had money, about $2,300, that was in his belt and covered by his ihram. There's no way anybody can steal that except the most professional person. And he didn't check his money because the one other guy in their group was spending, and you know, it was like a collective. So after the third day, when he pelted the shaitans and got out, and he thought, you know, I need to take some money out and give some donation, he looked, the ihram was undone, like unfolded, the pocket zip was open, and the $2,300 were gone. He had no problem. Yes, it was a loss, but he didn't feel the loss. Allah gave him ajib patience. And a friend of his, the person next to us, one of the brothers, he reminded me, he said, you know, you made that big dua in Arafah on sabr. I did not say ameen to that one. Because we generally take sabr in the meaning of sabr from calamity. Whereas the other two meanings, they're actually much more that we do day in and day out. And you probably did it today. What is it? The first one is sabr ala ta'ah. Sabr on obedience. You're coming here today. I guarantee you, wasn't there some of you who wanted to come but then had kind of last minute thoughts but overcame them and thought, I could go to that dawat. You know, I could go and just relax. I could do my homework. I could just relax in bed on a Sunday. Didn't some of you think like that? Put your hands up if you had to go through some. Right, you did sabr. So you came here and you're doing sabr sitting here. You know when you have to wash your wake up for Fajr, you're doing sabr on obedience. When you have to, wake up on a cold day, use cold water or anything for that matter, or pray, like in front and people are seeing you in the university and you're studying and you know you have to pray, that's sabr on obedience. We're doing sabr hundreds of times in a day to be a Muslim. Can you imagine the reward we're getting for that? Right? Suddenly, all of this sabr we do, you've just made it Islamic. All of these normal activities you do, you suddenly see some benefit in it. Now it's got a new name. It's got a new side to it, and there's reward for it. The second one we also do quite often. Sabr anil ma'siyah. Patience from sin. So staying away from sin. I am being patient. What does patience mean? Patience means restricting yourself, withholding yourself. That's what sabr means, not letting go. Right? So patience, for example, everybody's, you know, you've got a group of friends that are not necessarily Muslim or whatever, and they're going to go and eat somewhere, and you're like, man, that's haram, I can't have that beer with you. I can't go into that pub with you. Right? Remember, don't go in and say, I'm just going to have an orange juice. It's a bad environment. You don't want to die there. And then it'll get your taboo to it gets lighter, and then eventually, you know, in a bad day, something else might happen as well. You just don't want to be there. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, he should not sit on a table on which intoxicants are served. That's how bad it is. Okay. So. And I had a friend who really stuck to that, and he was he's an engineer in a firm superconductor technology, one of the only guys who could do that stuff there. And he used to refuse to go to the annual general meetings, the AGMs. Why? Because, you know, he used to say, he was a very good worker at the end of the day. He used to say, I can't work, I can't come here because you serve wine and I can't, you know, I'm not allowed. Now, if you're a bad worker who's always messing around anyway, they're going to think, who cares? Right? They're going to think, who cares? But with him, after about 3 years that this happened, I think it was the third year or the fourth year, his supervisor came and says, you know, we've got an annual general meeting in 2 weeks. He says, yeah, I know that. He said, you know, we would like you to be there. He said, you know, I'm really sorry, but you know what my issues are. He said, it's okay, we've changed our policy. No wine will be served there. Right? But you're only going to get that if you trust in Allah, you're proud of what you're doing for the right reason, and you're a good worker. You're giving to them what they want from you. They're going to respect you for it. But if you're messing around, running off all the time and slacking in your work and then think, I'm a Muslim, I need to do this, what kind of an image are you giving to them? So, you guys are going into the corporate world, you guys are going to go into... that's what you need to be. Proud of your faith, but contribution should be good. Right? You should have a Muslim contribution. An ihsanic contribution. A beautiful contribution. Right? Don't try to take the benefits of being a Muslim on one side and then not do, you know, not give. You can't do that. We need to make our mark. So the two meanings of sabr then, sabr anil ma'siyah and sabr ala ta'a. Sabr on obedience, persevering on good deeds, and persevering against committing bad deeds. That's what we do all the time. And of course we can ask for sabr on these things. But when most of us ask for sabr, we're not talking about these two. We're speaking about the third one, which is about calamity, which happens much less than the first two times. Alright, so now you just got a new idea of what sabr is. So hopefully that will be of benefit.